Welcome to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. I'm Kayleen Smith, founder of GoTime Training, inspirational speaker, fitness expert, and lifestyle coach. Each week, I will bring you an idea or special guest that will help you bust through your barriers, get motivated, and live the life you love. Get ready to take your life to the next level, to finally achieve your wildest dreams and radiate with magnetic energy every day. What are you waiting for? Let's go. Welcome back to the Gorgeous Strength Podcast. I am still on cloud nine. Last weekend was my first Gorgeous Strength Summit. And if you guys have heard me talk about my fear and my resistance around the summit, it's something I've been wanting to do for 3 years now. But just like a lot of you that have goals and dreams and aspirations, you also have a lot of fear and resistance and obstacles that come up around that. And I had that, and I let it hold me back for 3 years. But I said, no more. I did it. And the girls and I had so much fun. So I want to recap that really quickly before I get into today's podcast. Today's podcast is going to be all about defining your purpose. And I'm going to recap the summit because that was a huge part of what we did at the summit. So to start, Friday night we had a VIP night, which was just a very intimate dinner at Newport Grill. And if you know me, and you're from Wichita, you know that is my favorite place. And we were just blessed with the best weather ever this past weekend. So the girls and I got to have dinner and drinks and sit out on the patio and listen to some good music on Friday night. And then early Saturday morning, we started at 7:30 a.m. with yoga led by Gina from Hot Asana, who is also opening an East Side studio September 15th. So she's one of my favorite instructors. Her flow is absolutely amazing. She challenges you, which is what the summit is about. You know, if we're always staying in our comfort zone, we're doing a yoga flow that we know and is comfortable, we're never growing, we're never developing and learning. So Gina really challenges you in a fun, comfortable, inviting manner. So we started with yoga. All the girls did that. And then my good friend Ryan Dobbs kicked off the summit with an amazing talk. And one of my favorite takeaways from Ryan was he did something he calls 49 breaths. So he was talking a lot about morning rituals and how he wakes up between 4 to 5 hours before he has to be to work to set himself up for success mentally. And that was another large component of the summit, is that too often we live our lives reactive to the world. We don't set ourselves up first. So we take on whatever energy or whatever problems or challenges or situation the world brings to us, instead of saying, here's my purpose, here are my gifts, and here's what I want to accomplish. So that was what Ryan talked about, is setting himself up for success in his morning routine. And one thing he shared with the girls is an activity that he calls 49 breaths. So it's hard for me to explain it through audio. I'm going to try and do my best. But you start with 7 breaths, and there's a way that you do this by, when you breathe in, you lean your head back, and when you breathe out, it's a big breath out of your mouth, you lean your head forward. So you're, by moving your head up and down, you're creating some energy within your body, not only through your breath, but through your neck movement too. So you first do 7 breaths, and then, and your hands are on your knees, palms down. After the 7 breaths, you flip your hands up, palms up, and you say a few affirmations. And these affirmations, Ryan led it, and they were absolutely beautiful. They can be whatever you're feeling that day. So it can, you know, maybe you're struggling with some confidence or with energy, and your affirmations can just be that, I am strong, confident, and beautiful. Or maybe it's financially, and you say that I am wealthier than I was yesterday. So whatever your affirmation statements are, I like to use affirmation statements that start with I am, because the more you say it, the more you start to believe it. So after the first 7 breaths and after your first set of affirmation statements, you flip your hands back, palms down on your knees, and then you go through a set of the same breaths, but for a count of 14. After the count of 14, you say some more affirmations, flipping your palms up, then you flip them back down and repeat the 14 breaths 2 more times. You end with a last set of affirmations, and then you slowly open your eyes. And we all got to join him in this practice on Saturday, and it was truly amazing because we don't allow ourselves to quiet our minds. And by taking those total of 49 breaths and saying your affirmation statements, you do quiet your mind and you connect with yourself on a whole new level, which will go into our purpose statement here in a minute that this podcast is truly about. So after Ryan spoke, I got to lead the girls through some inner work the rest of the day. So we went over defining your purpose, really connecting and understanding what it is that you feel your gifts to give back to this world are. And then we created a list of core values and we wrote a letter to ourselves a year from now. So, you know, I had the girls look at what do I want my life to look like and be like 1 year from now if I take the actions that I'm working on today and I apply them every single day, what can I accomplish in 1 year? So they actually wrote out a physical letter to themselves and sealed it and addressed it. And in a year, I'm going to mail them that letter. And I just hope and pray that I get some amazing comments back that, Kayleen, I wrote this to myself and I stayed true to the inner work every single day for the last year. And not only did I accomplish what I wrote to myself, but I accomplished so much more. I took it to a level well above what I thought I could. And I know that that will happen to those women that fully dedicate the inner work every single day. I just have faith that that will happen. So then we walked through resistance and obstacles and how that stuff will come up, but it's all about how you handle it. So I can't tell you how many, oh my gosh, I hit resistance and obstacles every single day. And I know that you do too. And often we just let it defeat us. Often we let it totally derail us, and the actions of somebody or something else, we let affect us. And when we stop aligning with our purpose and our goals and our core values because of what somebody or something else did, it only hurts us. So we looked at what our obstacles and our resistance and our stories are, and we tried to change that into a positive outlook. How can we look at that and use that as fuel to our fire? How can we look at those stories that have held us back for so long and use it as motivation to once and for all achieve our goals? And then after that, we went into taking action and we set out a weekly calendar of what a good week in doing our inner work and staying aligned with our purpose would look like. And then the most fun part came where Courtney Tobin from a Step Ahead dance studio came in and led a sexy chair dance. And I say it was the most fun part because it was the part that we as adults don't connect with hardly at all. You know, we live in the to-dos. We're so busy in our heads that we're never just relaxed and laugh and play like kids do. And we need more of that in our lives. So when we got all the girls together and we were getting ready for the sexy chair dance, I even had resistance around that. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't dance. I don't have moves. People are going to judge me. And I heard so many of the other girls say that too. But then we all came together and yes, it felt awkward. Yes, it felt uncomfortable the first few moves that she taught us. But the more we started doing it, nobody was judging each other. We were all too busy worrying about the steps and the moves that we had to do next that nobody was watching one another. And if they were, they were watching each other because the other person was laughing so hard at themselves for doing something that they don't normally do. So the dance was amazing. We learned such a great choreographed dance that is in the private Gorgeous Strength Facebook page. So if you're not a part of that, you can look it up on Facebook and scroll down. You'll see the actual routine and you can practice it at home. You can use it if you want, or you can just practice it for fun. So then we ended the evening with a fun little light hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and just dinner on the patio with the girls, where we got to connect even deeper. We got to make friendships and build a tribe of supportive women. And that's what women need, because we all have the same struggles, just slightly different because of the dynamics of our jobs or of our families or whatever it is. But we can all be there to support and uplift and elevate one another. And that's what this group of girls did. So with that said, we had too much fun that we're doing it again next year. Go ahead and mark your calendars. It's going to be August 24th and 25th of 2018. I can't believe I'm saying that. And pre-sale tickets are out for the girls that attended the summit only. So if you are a friend of one of the girls that attended, they have the special link. And as of now, when I'm recording this, there are only 12 tickets left, because we are keeping it a small, intimate group so we can have deeper connections. After September 1st, I will roll tickets out to everybody. So probably September 2nd, September 3rd, 4th, 5th. I know it's a holiday weekend, but if you weren't part of the summit this year and you want to come next year, stay tuned, because those tickets are coming out. So with that said, let me get into defining your purpose. I really wanted to talk about this today because it was such a huge component of the Gorgeous Strength Summit. And I asked at one point when we got to core values, I said, ladies, who in this room has created their core values, their personal core values? And I had one hand that raised. And honestly, that didn't surprise me. But I've related that to businesses. You know, very successful businesses have core values that they make their hiring and firing decisions on, that they make their big business decisions on. And if their decisions or opportunities that are brought their way don't align with their core values, a successful business will say no. So I've often wondered why we as people don't have personal core values. And I wondered that after I created my own. And it took me, I didn't create my own personal core values until about a year and a half ago, because I thought it was fluff work. I never had a purpose because I felt like I just innately knew what my values in life are, right? But we do know what those values are, but when life takes over, we forget what they are and we react. And I want you to stop reacting, because the more you can be in control and alignment with your purpose and your core values, then the easier you can control the things that often bring you down, that often derail you from your goals, from maybe your health and fitness goals, from maybe your work professional goals, or maybe just derail you from being a nice person in general. Raise your hand with me if you're driving in the car, or you're sitting at work, or you're doing laundry around the house, because I know that you can relate, because I've been there too, where I'm not aligned with my core values and my purpose, that something happens and the people that I love the most are the ones that I take my frustration or anger or sadness out on. And they're not even the ones that deserved it. But I tell you, once I created my purpose and my core values and I aligned my actions every single day with that, I had less and less of those moments of frustration. And when I did have those moments, which I still do, I can handle them better in myself internally, and maybe sometimes talk through them with a friend or with my husband or with my mom without exploding on either myself or the people that I love the most, or without Some people go and binge eat, or some people go and spend money, or some people go and drink to minimize the situation that they're dealing with. And that only harms them. So core values, I've talked a lot about them in this podcast, and I don't want to go over them today. I do believe I have a past podcast that goes over them. Core values are easy for you to create once you've developed your purpose. And those can just be, you know, 3 to 5 different sentences that mean something to you that you can align your daily actions with. But I want to talk about purpose. So purpose is essentially your personal mission statement in life. And often this comes from your story first. So when you're developing your purpose statement, when you're really writing out what that's going to be, your personal mission, I want you to go back and revisit your past. Revisit the stories that you're living in right now from your past that have defined and developed who you are today. I want you to revisit them, but I want you to also disconnect from them, because those stories do not define who you can be, who you want to be, and who you will be, unless you let them. And without developing your purpose, you will likely let past stories define who you are, and often that will hold you back. So revisit your past story and really understand how it's molded you to who you are today, but also see where it might be holding you back, where it might be limiting you, and see how you can turn that into a positive outlook. And then I want you to answer these 15 questions. So if you're in the car driving right now, don't write these down. Just rewind to this part of the tape later, get out a pen and paper, and answer these questions. And if you're driving, you can even just mentally answer a few, but I also want you to go back and answer them with pen to paper, because it makes a difference when you write it down. If you're at home or if you're at the office and you're in a good mental space where you don't have a lot on your mind right now, grab your pen and paper and answer these questions. So I'll go through them slow, and you might want to pause the audio as we go through these so that you can really just regurgitate on the piece of paper every emotion and feeling and answer that comes to your mind. So let's dive right in. Question number one in developing your purpose is, what makes you smile? What activities, what people, what events, hobbies, projects? What in life makes you smile? Question number two, what are your favorite things to do in the past? And what are your favorite things to do now? So I'll give a few examples. Growing up, one of my favorite things to do in the past was just lay down with my family on the floor, and I loved Honey Nut Cheerios. I would watch Winnie the Pooh and just have time with my family, like my sister and my dad and my mom. We would all connect. Or when my family from Iowa would come to Kansas and visit us, that was something. I am all about family. I love connecting with them. And then some things that I love to do now. I love meeting with my girlfriends for coffee and just having good, intimate relationships and deep connections. I love getting on this podcast and talking to you guys. I love moving my body because it makes me feel so good. So what are your favorite things to do in the past, and what about now? Number three, what activities make you lose track of time? We all have them. Some people it's dancing. Some people it's cleaning. Some people it's riding a bike. Some people it's hiking. Some people it's reading, if I didn't already say that. What makes you lose track of time? Number four, what makes you feel great about yourself? I know I feel good when I'm nourishing my body good, when I'm moving my body, when I'm taking care of myself physically, mentally, and emotionally. Number five, who inspires you the most? It can be anyone you know or that you don't know. family, friends, authors, artists, leaders, and what qualities inspire you in each of those people? Number six, what are you naturally good at? What skills, abilities, and gifts are you just talented in? Number seven, what do people typically ask you for help in? Number eight, if you had to teach something, what would you teach? Number nine, what would you regret not fully doing, being, or having in your life? Okay, now this is a big one. Number 10, it's all about legacy. So just close your eyes if you're not driving for a moment. Close your eyes and listen to this one. You are now 90 years old, sitting on a rocking chair outside your porch. You can feel the spring breeze gently brushing across your face. You are blissful and happy and are pleased with the wonderful life you have been blessed with. Looking back at your life and all that you've achieved and acquired, all of the relationships you've developed, looking back at that, what matters most to you? Now, I want you to open your eyes and I want you to list all of those out. Number 11, what are your deepest values? And this goes into your core values. So is it faith? Is it health? Is it friendships? What are your deepest values? Number 12, what were some challenges, difficulties, and hardships you've overcome or are in the process of overcoming? And how did you do it? 13, what causes do you strongly believe in and connect with? This can be charities. This can be things for children. This can be things for, people in foreign countries that don't have what we have. What do you strongly believe in and connect with? Number 14, if you could get a message across to a large group of people, who would those people be and what would your message be? And lastly, number 15, given your talents, passions, and values, how could you use these resources to serve, to help, and to contribute to people, beings, causes, organizations, the environment, the planet? So once you've answered all of those questions, and again, feel free to pause this podcast, rewind before you listen to the end of it. But once you've answered those, you should have some good, juicy details on your piece of paper that define and explain who you are and what in life means the most to you. And then in order to create your purpose, which is also called a personal mission statement, I want you to, it consists of three parts. So part number one is, what do I want to do? So with the answers that you have to those 15 questions, what do you want to do? Number two is, who do I want to help? And number three, what is the result? What value will I create? And from that, you can condense that down to a 1-2 sentence purpose statement for yourself. And I'll tell you, at the beginning of this podcast, I told you that I really wanted to do a Gorgeous Strength Summit for about 3 years now. And I let fear, obstacles, and resistance hold me back. But as soon as I went through those questions and I said, I answered my three parts of creating a purpose and personal mission statement of, what do I want to do? Who do I want to help? What is the result? And what value will I create? I had so much clarity on, Kayleen, you cannot let another year go by without doing the summit, because I feel like part of my purpose on this earth is to help women break through the barriers that I've been able to overcome myself. And I've overcome some pretty significant struggles, but not as significant as other people, and possibly more significant than others that were in the summit or others that are listening to this podcast right now. But we all have a story, and we can all help where our gifts and talents are led to help. So by answering those 15 questions and really focusing on what do you want to do, who do you want to help, and what is the result, what value will you create in this world, and what legacy can you leave by connecting with your gifts and giving them back to the world, you will be able to define your purpose. And once you have that purpose, you will wake up every single morning with motivation. You will wake up every single morning, look at that purpose, and be able to align your daily actions with your purpose statement so that you're not doing things for other people, you're doing things for yourself, which make you a better person to everybody else that you interact with on a daily basis. So with that said, I hope you do this deep inner work, and until next time, I'm sending you lots of love. You guys, if you love this episode, make sure you share it, and please take a moment to leave me a 5-star review. Until next time, make today something you will be proud of tomorrow.